I'm Joel Morgan on your Voice of the Valley, KOVC, and announces a new head coach for Valley City Highlander boys basketball. Alex Quist will be taking over the program as well, becoming a teacher in the Valley City Public School System, and we're talking with him now. First off, Alex, congratulations on the new job.
Yeah, thank you very much. I'm extremely excited about the announcement. Being from Valley City, just going to college there, I'm extremely excited to get back in the community and start getting to work.
Let's start off with just some basic stuff. You're from Bismarck. That's where you played high school. As you mentioned, you went on to play Valley City State. But when did you start really falling in love with basketball, and what was the career path you took?
Well, it didn't take long for me to fall in love with basketball. Once I started playing, it sort of stuck with me wherever I went. I was fortunate enough to have a lot of friends that were in basketball and enjoyed it as much as I did. So it was really easy to get into the gym with my buddies and really find joy in playing basketball. And then I was lucky enough that as soon as I got done with my senior year of high school, I got asked if I'd be interested in coaching for the North Dakota Phenom AAU program. And I was pretty hesitant about that at first, but I figured out pretty quickly that, it didn't take me having to be in the game to love the sport of basketball. And ever since I stepped on the sidelines for the first couple of times, I knew that I could see myself coaching for the rest of my life.
You got the opportunity to continue after high school playing for Valley City State. You played on their last team to go on to the national tournament. What drew you to the program and wanting to become a Viking and spending 4 years here in Valley City?
Well, I really didn't get a lot of recruitment out of high school. And out of full transparency, I really didn't get many looks from different colleges. And I was fortunate enough to be invited for a visit. And as soon as I got there, I just felt an overwhelming sense of community in Valley City. And the coaching staff did a phenomenal job introducing me to the basketball team and just the community of Valley City in general. And, once I got settled in there and met a lot of the community members, my coaches, teammates, it really started to feel like home. And so, as soon as I went on my first visit and I got an offer, it didn't take me too long to decide that that's where I wanted to go and spend my next 4 years.
You spent your final two seasons as a Viking as a starter, as a starting point guard. Your junior season, you hit an injury just about the midway point of the year, and you missed the second half of the year. What did that do for you, do you think, perspective-wise, when it came to coaching down the road and maybe learning more about the game?
Yeah, well, when the injury happens, that's definitely not the first perspective that I took. As soon as I went down, I was pretty disappointed, and it really killed me inside to know that I couldn't be out there really working hard with my teammates. But, I look back at that situation, and I do that every once in a while. I look back and think, it's so much easier for me to relate to other players that go through those injuries now that I'm on the other side of things as a coach. I've been extremely blessed and fortunate that I've never really been injured throughout my entire basketball career until that point. I never missed a game, never missed a practice. And so going down like that, it really taught me to look at things from a different perspective. It's a lot more difficult to support your teammates and be a positive influence when you're sitting on the bench knowing you can't do anything. But, now that I'm a coach, it's something that I can really relate to other players that are going through that same thing and be that encouragement to them that, it's not the end of the world. Regardless, you're not going to be able to play basketball your whole life. So, and you're always going to face obstacles too. So just maintaining a good attitude and making sure to stay positive throughout the process, I think, is extremely important. And that's something that I'll definitely carry with me as my coaching career continues.
You get done with Valley City State and you get the opportunity. You've coached AAU. You get the opportunity now to coach some high school. What was that year experience like for you?
It was absolutely phenomenal. I can't thank the St. Mary's coaching staff, the community, and the players in that program enough. If anybody knows who the head coach Brent DeCook is, I don't think I've ever heard anybody say a bad word about that man. He was extremely influential for me as a coach, but also as a person. And so, you know, just having him by my side the entire process, he was always encouraging me to do as much as I felt comfortable. He always told me to give my input whenever I could. And I really couldn't have asked for a better opportunity stepping right out of high school or stepping right out of college, excuse me, and going straight into that coaching position at St. Mary's.
We're talking with Alex Quist, who was just named head coach of the Highlander boys basketball program. Coach, you went through a coaching change in high school in college between your first 2 years and your last 2 years. You're going to now come into a program with the Highlanders where there's going to be a lot of players who are going to be part of a coaching change. Do you feel like being inside of that as a player will help you transition as a coach going through a program with the change?
Yes, absolutely I do. You know, as a player right away, going through that coaching change, it doesn't always seem like that'd be extremely beneficial. I had no idea who the new coach coming in was, but I truly do admire the job that Coach Ryan Montgomery did in his transition to being the head coach. He was hired extremely late in the year, so he didn't have much time to prepare. But just simply seeing the way that he handled the situation, the way that he came in and truly supported all of the players and really just tried to walk alongside us in figuring a lot of things out. I'm forever thankful for the way that Coach Montgomery handled that. And it's also nice just having him in town. You know, anytime I need any advice or anything, he's already opened up his arms for me and welcomed me to ask him any questions I might have. And it's also important just, you know, being a player in that coaching change. Again, I can relate to the players. And any time that I can relate to the players, I think it's a lot easier for me to get in there and build those relationships because, you know, one of the most important things for me coming in, I think, is really getting to know my guys, creating those relationships so we can start to build trust and so we can start to move forward with the program.
You spent most of your career as a player, your all career as a player, and your 1 year coaching high school in the WDA, but you've been around Class A basketball. What's your knowledge maybe of the WDA and how much do you experience, do you remember from your experiences when you did get to play against EDC teams?
Yeah, so, you know, the majority of my basketball playing, coaching has all been done in the WDA, but through the years that through a limited capacity, mostly just at the state tournament, I've been able to watch the EDC play a little bit, and even just through my own experiences as a player, I've played a couple East teams, and I've also gotten the chance to already get into some film and watch some of the Valley City games this last year. So while I'm extremely familiar with the WDA, the EDC is going to be a little new for me. So without a doubt, it's going to take some extra work to get accustomed to some of the teams and the coaching philosophies. But, you know, I'm always willing to put in that extra work and give my chance the best chance to succeed. And a lot of that comes down to preparation and watching some of these teams play. So I've got plenty of homework to do. I don't have any shortage of that. So, but just from my knowledge, I think it's pretty clear that the East usually, in general, they play a lot faster. They like to get up and down the court a lot more. There's not quite as much man-to-man defense as there is in the West, but, you know, things change every year regardless. Players graduate, so whether I'm accustomed to the EDC or not, things are always going to be changing. So, you know, it's just about preparing for that next opponent. And that's what we're going to do throughout the season. Just go one opponent at a time.
Now officially taking over this Highlander basketball program, if you maybe had a list of one or two things or maybe even five things that you really want to do right away to get things going, what's kind of on that short list for you right now?
Well, first and foremost, I need to get down to Valley City. I'm hoping to get down there within the next 3 weeks or so and hopefully get into the school system and start meeting some of the players, some of the parents. Getting to know some of those people, especially the players, I think is really important right away. I'm really trying to focus on getting the off-season activities ready. I think it's just such a great time to really get players in the gym to be able to improve their skill set and their talent. As a player, my favorite thing as a basketball player was games, which is probably like any other kid. And right behind that, I absolutely love the off season because that's a time where you can get better. That's the time that you can start to separate yourself from the competition. And so just creating a lot of opportunities for the kids to get into the gym and get to play with each other, that's extremely important for me coming in here. And so if I can get in there, start creating relationships with the kids while also getting them in the gym and starting to teach some of the things that I want them to do, I think the other things will start to fall in place as we go. But those two things are definitely on the top of my list as of now as things that I really need to get done.
We've been talking with Alex Quist, new head coach of Highlander Boys Basketball. Again, Alex, congratulations on the new job, and I look forward to talking to you a little bit more as we get to basketball season.
Thank you. I appreciate it. It's always been fun listening to you. I've appreciated the job you've done on the radio. I'm lucky to have you call the Highlander games, and it's been a pleasure throughout my Valley City career having you on the sidelines as well. So I'm looking forward to that relationship as well.